Well, hello. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There for the weekend of June 19th, 2020. As we move into the summer, I've got some good news for you. Our public libraries in Port Townsend and Port Hadlock are starting up some services that can have a tremendous effect on quality of life. This coming Monday, the Jefferson County Library in Port Hadlock will begin doing curbside, or in fact parking lot, delivery of books, CDs, DVDs, and whatever you request from the library catalog via the website. jclibrary.info, as well as the Jefferson County Library Facebook page, has the details about browsing for what you want to read, watch, and listen to. jclibrary.info also has the Bookmobile route map and schedule, which resumes this next week. The Bookmobile delivers requested library books and other materials to its stops in Brennan, Quilcene, Cape George, Coyle, Paradise Bay, and Port Ludlow. So this weekend could be the time to dive into that library catalog for something to expand the mind or just transport you to a wild new place. The Port Townsend Public Library is poised to launch its summer reading program, which is for kids, teenagers, and adults. So whatever your chronological age, you can take off on a summer trip. The theme is Imagine Your Story, and the activities include tracking the time that you spend reading this summer, along with games and prizes in each age group. The Port Townsend Public Library's summer reading program starts this Sunday and runs through August 7th. The information on how to partake awaits at ptpubliclibrary.org. And both the Jefferson County Library on Cedar Avenue and the City Library on Lawrence Street uptown have public Wi-Fi access around their buildings. The Tri-Area Community Center in Chimicum and the Quilcene Community Center likewise have Wi-Fi hotspots. So it's possible to sidle up or park in the lot and go online to browse for books and such that you want to have held for you. You might Google anti-racist reading list for some titles for all ages, or just search the words anti-racist in the library catalog online. To me, summer also means increased bicycling, so I'd like to let you know what is going on at the Recyclery, Port Townsend's nonprofit bike shop. In pandemic times, the service window is open, so you can go there for bike repairs and tune-ups. The skilled mechanics are on duty from noon until 5 o'clock, Tuesdays through Saturdays. And then there's the 24-hour Fix-It station, which is outside the Recyclery. That, of course, is located at the intersection of Blaine and Kearney Streets. What's not happening there during this period are the community shop days, since the Recyclery can't yet open its shop to the public. And finally, a word about the drive-in, known here as the PT Wheel-In Motor Movie. It's open now, and it's showing classic double features Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at dusk. This weekend brings Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade from 1989. That's the first feature. And then the late show is The Graduate from 1967, starring Anne Bancroft, Dustin Hoffman, and Katherine Ross. You must have a reservation before going to the drive-in, so go to ptwheelinmotormovie.com and scroll on down to the links. That's where you reserve your spot for your chosen night. Gates at the Wheel In Motor Movie open at 7:30, and yes, the snack bar is open there too. And that is my story for What's Out There this week. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz. Thanks for listening to KPTZ.